in a fine life. Carry the banner through it all.
There probably isn't a better group out there to perform the musical Newsies than the 7th, 8th, and 9th graders at Madison Junior High, showing that you can make a difference no matter what size you are. While the characters might be made up, the story is completely real. The Disney movie and musical Newsies depicts the real events of the two-week Newsie strike in New York against publishers Joseph Pulitzer and William Randolph Hearst's newspapers.
We will work for you, we will even work with you, but we will be paid and treated as valuable members of this organization.
In 1899, the newspaper industry relied on the young boys, or newsies, to distribute the newspapers, and without them, they would be in trouble.
They think they're running this town, but this town will shut
down without us.
10,000 kids in the square,
10,000
faces in the air.
Charlotte Wiblin is a 7th grader who plays a newsie. She's learned when you set your mind to something, you can accomplish it.
I've learned that you can accomplish more than you think you can. Like, if you think you can only do like this one specific amount of work, but if you think you can do more than you can, then you will be able to accomplish more than you thought was possible.
The musical was only recently released for schools to perform, and Mr. Joseph Lawless, director of the play, says this is the first performance in East Idaho.
It's never been performed before here in Idaho, so we feel really honored and blessed to have that opportunity and experience.
Mr. Lawless says he chose this musical because he loves the musical and the movie and thinks there's an important message for the kids to learn.
And I chose Newsies because, at least for me when I was reading through it, for me one of the themes that I kept getting out of it was that of family. Of unity, and that family is not always your blood, but it's the people that you spend your time with, the people that have your back, the people that watch out for you, that help you through rough times. And particularly at this age group at your junior high, you know, we're going through all these shifts and changes and whatnot, and so I think it's a really crucial message. And I think
Lawless isn't the only one who feels the play shows you can lean on others.
My name is Mary Palmer. I'm Jack's sister. I think this play is a lot about unity, and my character wants to help the newsies and help Jack. He's kind of like a son to me, in a sense.
Kent Palmer plays Jack, the leading character in the musical.
Old and gray, I get on a train that's bound for Santa Fe. And I'm gone, and I'm done.
He says he's taken several messages from his character.
I've learned to be more like self-confident and like strong and like have more anger, I guess, which is not always a good thing, but in some cases it's good.
When is it a good time to be angry?
It's good when you need to stand up for what's right and you need to have like a driving force behind that.
Creating a production is a lot of work, Lawless says.
This is one of the amazing things about educational theater is you spend so much time with these youth. You get to watch them really grow and develop to form some lasting bonds. And that's really powerful to see that. It's just a lot of commitment. It's a lot of work. And I love seeing them take that on and own up to that, to step up to the plate. And it's meant a lot to see them put in their work and their effort.
You can see the musical on November 29th, 28th, and December 1st. On the 1st, it will show at 2:30 p.m. instead of at 7 p.m., and then the show will come back for the 3rd and 4th of December. To purchase tickets, go to the Madison School District website. We will also post a link on our Facebook page and website. Ready to seize the day and make their own dreams come true, this scrappy bunch of kids are ready to knock your socks off. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brianna Willis.